Blog Talk Radio.
Beautiful Wednesday, and I appreciate you all tuning in, rocking it out with your girl, Tanisha Star Davis, here on Stardom 100, where we keep it 100, okay? So anyway, we have a really, really good topic today that we are discussing. You are worth the wait. You are worth the wait. You know how many people don't feel they're worth the wait? So that's why we're talking about that. That's a really hot topic because a lot of people are involved in situations or have been involved in situations where the other individual doesn't make them feel worthy, you know. And so it's so important to be involved with someone that feels the same way you feel about them. So, you know, there has to be some mutual feelings there. If not, somebody's going to be left out. Somebody's going to come up short on some end of the stick. So it's very important to know that you are worthy, you know. And if you don't know that you are valuable and you don't know that you're worthy, then you'll make a lot of repetitive mistakes when it comes to dating, when it comes to relationships, friendships, etc. You have to know that you are a worthy individual. You know, you got to have some respect and some love and some confidence and some self-esteem going on. You know what I'm saying? You got to have all that juicy stuff going on about yourself, you know. And a lot of people, they don't have that level of confidence. They don't have that level of self-esteem because they've experienced a lot of heartbreaks. They've experienced a lot of disappointments. I mean, I believe all of us can attest to the fact that we've been in some situations where we were really in love with the person and they didn't treat us the way, you know, we felt we should have been treated. We got heartbroken, you know. And when you get out of a situation where you have invested so much of yourself into it, whether you're doing the 50-50 thing, the 100-100, whatever you call it, whatever you like to do when you're involved in a relationship, but if you're giving so much of yourself into that relationship and that person cheats on you or lies to you or treats you bad, is abuse verbally, physically, whatsoever, that does something to your self-esteem and it makes you feel like you're not worthy or valuable, you know. So a lot of people experience this in relationships because they've been hurt, you know. And so their self-esteem starts going down. You know, you start feeling like, you know, I'm not beautiful. If you're a female, you feel like you're not beautiful. If you're a guy, you feel like you're not attractive enough. You know, you start wondering if something's wrong with you. I know, speaking from a female perspective, we start thinking these things. We start, maybe I don't look good enough, or maybe, you know, my body not bad enough, or I need to make some changes or something in some areas. What caused him to cheat on me? You know, so guys, they vice versa, they go through the same things trying to figure it out. So your confidence levels tend to drop. But I want to encourage you today to know that regardless of the person that messed up with you, you are still worthy, you're still valuable to somebody. There's somebody out there, especially for you, who is going to love you for you. And they're not going to come to play no games. They're going to appreciate you just the way you are. You know, like I said, a lot of this starts from this low self-esteem and this lack of self-worth comes from just people being involved in the wrong situation. So you know, that's why it's so important to kind of just wait it out. You know, a lot of people are so in a rush and they just jump into situations and they don't take their time. And I truly believe if you take your time to get to know that person that you're dating, seeing, or whatever, eventually you'll find out what they're all about. You know, if they're just trying to get into bed with you, you're going to find out eventually if you just hang in there a little longer. If they come to use you, manipulate you, whatever, you're going to find that out if you just hang in there a little bit longer. You have to value yourself enough to say, I am worth waiting for. I'm not in a rush because I'm a valuable person. Can't no anybody get me. You feel what I'm saying? I'm just not made for no anybody. So, therefore, I'm not rushing to throw myself out there to anybody. I'm going to take my time with this thing. I'm going to make sure this thing is right because I know my worth. I know I'm valuable. I know what I bring to this relationship. I know what I bring to the table. You feel what I'm saying? You got to be confident in yourself to say, I know what I got going on over here. So, therefore, I'm not going to rush into something and let anybody play over me, mistreat me, or use me. And you're definitely not about to kill my self-esteem. So, therefore, take your time. A lot of stuff that's kicking off is because people are rushing. They rushing to the bed. You know, they rushing into a relationship. They rushing into a marriage. You know, I know a couple met in 1 year. They were dating 1 month. 3 months later, they were engaged. A couple of months later, they was married. And they catching all kind of pretty hell right now. Know why? Because they did not wait. They didn't take their time. And a lot of women, we have to understand you are worth the wait. Take your time. You the prize. I'm sorry, man. I love y'all. But ladies, you are the prize. You know what I'm saying? The Bible says that he that finds a wife, he supposed to be looking for you. You the prize. So take your time and wait. And while you're waiting, you know, of course, you get lonely. I know a lot of people make that mistake. They get lonely, so they're ready to jump into things. And they don't want to take their time because they're like, I'm tired of being by myself, tired of showing up at these weddings by myself, these receptions, and everybody looking at me like, wow, I'm still single. Am I not valuable? Am I not worthy to have somebody? Stop getting distracted by what you see. And let me just drop a little knowledge because some of y'all may not, y'all may already know this, but for those who may not know this, everything that looks good isn't always good. Just because you see people getting married, you don't know why they're getting married. You, just because you see them in a relationship, posting their little pictures, they just smiling, matching clothes, they just look so pretty together. You don't know what they go through behind closed doors. So don't base your life off of what you see. That's nothing but a trick, you know. That's a distraction, you know. Take your time. Don't worry about what nobody else is doing. Just focus on you. While you're in this season of solitude where it's just you, focus on building a better you. Don't worry about what other people have going on. Take your time because, like I said, the subject says you are worth the wait. So take your time. There's no need to rush. You're worth waiting for, you know, and vice versa for the men. Same thing. You know why you out there trying to find your wife? Get yourself together. Prepare yourself as a man so that you can take care of that wife that you desire to have, so you can take care of the family that you desire to have, so you can take care of that nice house that you want to put your family into. Go ahead and get yourself ready now because the same way she's worth the wait, so are you. Take your time. You know, thing is so rushed these days. I like to say, I like to call it like a microwave society. Everybody want everything fast, quick. A lot of people got these fast food relationships. You know, they ready for right now, ready to go. Let's go. Let's do this. You know, but, you know, fast food is not good for you. You know, over a period of time, it does something to your body. So the same thing happens when you rush into these fast relationships, you don't take your time, it eventually does something to your body. It does something to your mind. It does something to you spiritually. You begin to fall apart because you get attached to people that mean you no well. They don't mean you no well. They don't care about you. They there to just tear you down, get what they can get out of you, and keep it moving. So you got to take your time, you know. Don't rush it, because if it's real and it's meant to be anyway, I always tell my friends, you know, with God ordained, can't nobody touch that. If it's meant for your life, can't nobody touch it, can't nobody hinder it. If that man is meant for you, if that woman is meant for you, take your time. Because if God said that's your wife and God said that's your husband, what you rushing for? Take your time. Spend time dating, communicating, getting to know each other inside out. What makes her tick? What makes him tick? What makes him depressed? What is she upset about? What easily upsets her? You know, find out about the individual before you just jump into something. Sometimes people get involved with folks, they don't know nothing about them. They don't find out till months later. I ain't know he was abusive. I ain't know she steal. I ain't know these things. She told me she had a job. I ain't know she was out there stealing out the malls. You know, so find out about these people that you are getting involved with. You know, so you don't make the mistake of messing with your self-esteem. Because we all know, and let me keep this real, because like I said, at Stardom 100, we keep it real. A lot of you, you jump in the bed, you get intimate with this person, and then what happens is what we like to define as soul ties. Y'all become connected. Because really, really, just keeping it real, regardless if you want to relate to it or not, really, sex is something sacred. You know, it's for a man and a woman, and it's for marriage. You know, it's a sacred thing that takes place to draw you together closer, to make you one flesh. Scripture says you become one flesh. So when you are here coming connected into that sacred place with multiple people every time, and it don't work out, then you connect it with another person. That don't work out, then you connect it with another person. Now, y'all have what is called a soul tie. Y'all are starting to be connected to these people, multiple partners. And if you, you know, look it up, soul ties, a lot of you start becoming connected to those people. And those people are transferring bad energy, negative vibes. You don't know what that person got going on. I'm just keeping it real. You don't know what that person got. That person probably worshiped the devil at home. You don't know that. And you in the bed and y'all in the twine, y'all becoming one and in the bedroom, and now you wondering why you going through all kind of crazy stuff, feeling all kind of way and stuff. And, you know, you got to be careful just jumping in the bed with people. Take your time. There's no need to rush. You think about it. If you think about it, everything on this earth has a time. There's a time, there's a place, there's a season for everything. You don't see winter taking over summer. You don't see summer taking over fall. You know, everything has a time, if you understand what I'm saying. Everything has a time. You know, when a seed is planted in the ground, it has a time frame for when it's going to sprout up and become whatever it's going to become. So you got to set a time for yourself and for your life. Don't just jump into anything. Take your time. Let things grow. Because the key word, a lot of people say this word so much, they talk about falling in love. The key word is falling in love. Falling in, inward, in. I'm falling in love, you know. In other words, in order for me to fall into something, it takes time. You have to invest in that. You got to take your time and get to know that person. And over a period of time, y'all fall inward. Y'all become one. Y'all fall in love with each other. you know, just doesn't happen overnight. Now, in some cases, if you just happen to look up, you're blessed like that. You know, you got some people, they, you know, fall in love, love at first sight, they call it, whatever the case may be. I assume it exists. It may. You never know. I'm not going to deny it and say it doesn't. But anyway, the point I'm making is, with all things, just take your time. Don't rush it. Because you're worth waiting for. You know, you are worth waiting for. You know, you don't have to rush it to anything, you know, because you're a valuable person. And like I said earlier, can't anybody just have you? You know what I'm saying? You're not just for no anybody. So take your time with your heart, because if not, you'll find yourself in a cycle of repetitive behavior with different people, you know, going through the same experiences, and it will start to tear you down. It'll start to mentally do something to you. A lot of people start getting depressed because they feel like they're not worthy. They start wondering, why am I here? I don't need to be here no more. Some get suicidal because they start feeling like they're not worthy. They start feeling like they're not worthy to be loved, you know, and that happens because they keep going through heartache after heartache after heartache, and they get frustrated and they get tired. But if you would just take your time with love and let it just flow, let it just happen when it's time for it to happen, then you can save yourself a lot of heartaches. You have to know your worth. You have to. You have to know your worth and what you offer. And if you feel like you don't offer nothing, then, honey, get out there and do something about it. Get a better job. Get a better car. Do whatever it takes to make you feel valuable. Take care of you before you jump into a relationship with somebody looking and expecting them to give you what you should already be giving yourself, which is love. You know how many people get out there jumping into relationships because they're looking for love and they don't love themselves? So if that person don't love them, then they just distraught. Start loving yourself first. When you start loving you, you be like, man, you be walking around here like, look, you know what I'm saying? I'm popping. I got it going on. You know, you got a level of confidence about yourself. And that's the way it's supposed to be. Love yourself. Love yourself enough to wait. Don't just jump into anything because you're valuable. You're worthy. Okay? So, on that note, I would love for you all to keep up with me on social media. Follow me on Instagram at Tanisha D. Davis. That is T-A-N-I-S-H-A, the letter D, Davis. You can follow me on Instagram. Also, keep up with our blog, Stardom 100 blog, S-T-A-R-R-D-O-M, 100 blog. You can follow us on Instagram and keep up with our posts and our updates. Also, keep up with our site, catchtanishad.wordpress.com. Keep up with what we have going on. We're also on Facebook. We're also on Twitter under the same thing, Stardom 100 blog. So be sure to tune in and keep up with us. Also, I got some juicy news. Wait a second. Wait a minute. Okay. Also, we have I have a book that's coming out on Amazon. It will be featured soon. And as you know, the topic is you are worth the wait. So I have a book that I'm dropping on Amazon real soon, and the title of that book is called You Are Worth the Wait. And so this book will be available real soon for you to order it off of Amazon, and I made it especially where you can actually order the copy. A lot of people, the last time I dropped my book, Fool's Paradise, which is a fiction novel, it's really hot. You should definitely get that. That's also on Amazon as well. But a lot of my friends and family and fans were like, hey, you know, we want to be able to order the copy. So, therefore, I am making this book available for you to order it. And, again, the title of it is called You Are Worth the Wait. So be on the lookout for it. And the only way you can find out when it will be featured on Amazon where you can pre-order it is to keep up with me on Instagram at Tanisha D. Davis. So, again, I appreciate all of you for tuning in with me today on Stardom 100. Remember, love yourself. If you don't do anything today, remember to love yourself. Know that you are worth the wait. You are worth loving. You know, don't let nobody make you feel less than that. Don't let nobody have you feeling like you're not worthy to be loved, because you are. You know, God didn't make a mistake when he made you. You're worth being loved, and there's somebody out there for you. So, again, thank you for tuning in. Keep up with the show by hitting the follow button. Be sure to share this episode with all of your friends, your family, those you love. Remember, you are worth the wait. And thank you for rocking out with Tanisha Star Davis on Stardom 100 Blog. Till next time, Wednesday, every Wednesday, holla.